The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Franchise Radio Show. This is the Franchise Academy. I'm Tom Skarda, and I am the founder of the Franchise Academy. And this is the show where we talk about everything franchising, how to buy a franchise, how to turn your business into a franchise, everything you ever wanted to know, and even some things you didn't want to know about franchising. We're on every Tuesday night, live at 8 p.m., and this is 103.9 FM in New York, and you might be listening to this on iTunes as a podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions about franchising, you know, I'm a franchise consultant, and what I do on a regular basis is match people with franchise opportunities based on skills and personality. And I like to call myself the eHarmony of business, actually. And I help people figure out if franchising is for them. It's not for everyone. And so you really got to know how to pick a good franchise for you and really understand the industry. And in my book, Franchise Savvy, we talk about all those kind of things. So you need to know that. Pick that up on Amazon. And I'm proud to say that my book, Franchise Savvy, six strategies that pros use to pick a top performing franchise, is now on Audible. So if you're like me and you don't really like to read, you could actually download the book on Audible. I'm excited tonight. We have a good friend of mine and an old franchise friend, Ken Osnes from Belfour and 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, not got you know what. This is 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. And welcome, Ken. How are you?
Welcome. We couldn't get a better introduction than that, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the way in from Michigan. I'm so proud and honored that he came all the way from, is it Ann Arbor that you live in?
Yes, sir. Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah, love that town. One of the top 10 places to live in America, I read recently.
Getting ready for winter. You know how much fun that is.
Oh, yeah. Winter in Michigan. Love that. But you guys got some great stuff going on there. And one of the great things you have is one of the biggest restoration franchise companies, or actually restoration companies that's not a franchise, is Belfour. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're the world's largest property restoration company. We have offices in 30 countries around the world and cover 90% of the global insurance market. So, yeah, we're pretty big in that industry.
I didn't realize it was 30 countries.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we got more than enough work to keep us busy here right in the United States, of course, with all the hurricanes that we've been having. And, you know, you had Hurricane Sandy here, of course, which was the big disaster here in the New York market. But certainly Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, what's going on in Puerto Rico. And we've been extremely busy this fall.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Are you guys in Puerto Rico at all?
Yeah, we have big plane flights going in there about every other day, getting all sorts of stuff. It's a mess down there.
Yeah.
Far different than the Houston situation. So it'll be quite a while before that mess gets sorted out.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, prayers to those people for sure. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ken. You and I met back in the Hoods days when you were with that franchise.
Yeah, maybe even far back as our Ducks days.
I mean,
We have three franchise companies under the Belfour franchise group. Aside from Belfour that we were just talking about, we have the Belfour Franchise Group based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, as you said. We have those three franchises, of course, and my job is to help people find, kind of like you, what you do, mm-hmm. the eHarmony, so to speak. I lead a sales team of folks that help people try to figure out what the right business for them, and been there about 12 years now and helping not only Belfour, but the Belfour Franchise Group grow across the United States and Canada at this point.
Yeah, it's amazing. You guys are doing a fabulous job, and we've placed a lot of people. I've personally placed people in Ducks. We have Ducks of Long Island and Rockville Center with the Falveys, and we have Hoods. I've placed everybody on Long Island and Hoods. I placed, and almost everyone in Jersey as well, and not to mention the Carolinas and Floridas too.
Well, we got a lot of room for 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, so I'm glad to be here tonight to be able to talk about this a little bit, and hopefully can find some folks who want to do this business.
And that's exactly right. People ask me all the time, what's the hottest franchise out there? And you know, it's not you know, the burger place and all that kind of thing. But it's businesses that people need and not want. So we're talking about 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE with Ken. And this is a business that shows up at your home or your building. It could be commercial as well, that has water, fire, smoke, and mold damage, and an assortment of other things too. But this is primarily the bread and butter of this business. It doesn't really have to do with disasters and hurricanes, but every day there's a certain amount of water damage claims that happen in any given market in the United States. And is it a $60 billion business?
At least, yeah. I think I saw recently that they say just for water damage alone, there are 14,000 water damage incidents a day.
A day?
A day. And the average job is amazing. About, you can see jobs that are $4,000 for things like, hoses popping off dishwashers and wash machines, water heaters malfunctioning, pipes that burst, toilets that back up.
Oh, yeah.
And yet if somebody's, not paying attention and maybe not around their home for a little while, that there are jobs that are $50,000, $60,000 there. And we're not even talking about mold, which obviously is a very serious issue, but it's also has a price tag that comes with is a high dollar ticket item.
Right, and that's secondary. First, you got to have the water usually before you have the mold. I remember personally myself about 20 years ago, my kids were young, and it was Columbus Day, and we had to work. My wife Gina was working as a police officer at the time, and I was working at my transit job, and my mom was babysitting. And she wanted to do us a favor, and she threw a load of laundry in, and she took the kids out for lunch. And, the kids were like 5 and 8 or something like that. She came home, and it was 2 feet of water in the basement. The wash machine hose, the old rubber one, not the stainless steel one, but the rubber one, split and was just pumping water into the basement for 2 hours. And there had to be about 2 feet of water down there. So she called me up frantically screaming, and I had to have my neighbor run over and shut off the water main. And then we had to call the insurance company, and they called in one of these companies to do the water remediation. And I got to tell you, it's not a sexy business, but man, it's a moneymaker. If you want to make money, there's not much of a better way to do it, in my opinion, for a low investment, right? So how much is the investment to get into?
Well, we have a very unique business opportunity that's actually an all-in, one-time investment of $79,000.
Wow.
So we...
That's nothing.
Yeah, we partner with people where we're buying the trucks and the equipment and the office space that they needed and paying for the insurances and kind of partnering with them through the business to make... certainly we have people who say, I really don't need your help. I don't need to have that total investment paid by somebody else. But if you're looking for something that might be a little safer, a safe way to get into things and really get a return on your investment pretty quick, like this could be a great opportunity. And we're definitely looking for people all across the United States. And certainly as we're talking about here in the New York metro area, we have a lot of opportunity available for 1-800.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. So it's a company that was started by Belfour. So Belfour is a big, giant, granddaddy in the business. And they have this 800 water damage company, which is like Belfour Light, if you will. And, for $79,000, it's what I just want to clarify, Ken. It's what I call a hybrid franchise. It's like Chick-fil-A does this model, 7-Eleven does this model, and several other brands where you don't own the property or the equipment. The company owns it, and you do a profit sharing with the company, and they take a big part of the risk burden away from the franchise owner. So if you're someone who's risk adverse, this is a great opportunity. If you're someone who wants to get into business but doesn't really know how much it's going to cost and don't know if you have enough money, here all you need is $79,000. You don't need working capital or anything like that. And every year you have a guaranteed return on your money, where in the first year, how does it go, Ken? What are we doing there?
Yeah, what we do for the $79,000 investment is in the first year, aside from the fact that you're a 50-50 partner in this business and whatever we make, you're going to make 50% of it, we also guarantee folks $30,000 that's kind of bonus money. Think about in sports, it's kind of your signing bonus, not your contract.
Uh-huh.
You get $30,000 back in the first year, $30,000 in the second year, and $20,000 in the third year. So in essence, someone could say, we're giving franchises away because they're putting in $79,000 and they're going to get no less than $80,000 back.
Wow. And so why would Belfort put that out there? What was Rusty's feeling? I mean, why'd you guys do this?
Well, it really came down from our CEO, a guy named Sheldon Yellen, who grew up on the tough streets of Detroit, didn't graduate from high school, grew up on welfare.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't want to start another franchise company where somebody has to take the entire risk and it's all on them. If the business fails, who loses out? They do. And so he said, you guys got to come up with something better, some better idea. And so aside from selling a traditional style franchise that we certainly would offer, the key thing that we came up with was how can we virtually eliminate the risk, in essence, giving franchises away. And the key for us is this allows us to get, and we've been at this a little over a year now, and we have 70 locations across the country. And it allows us to grow this at a much more rapid pace than we would otherwise, where people get bogged down by a lot of the administrative stuff. We really allow people to start out from day one like they're the CEO of a small company.
Yeah.
Rather than being the sole proprietor, you know, who wants to sit around and shuffle a bunch of paperwork back and forth and
right.
take care of payroll and just be flooded, sorry for the pun, but to
right.
be flooded with paperwork when they can be out building relationships and getting the work done. So
it's amazing. And so with Belfort being kind of the granddaddy in the business, they're also pushing down a little bit of work because they have the connections with the insurance companies and the people who get the phone calls when stuff goes bad in somebody's house, right?
Absolutely. We have major national accounts with insurance companies all over the country, as well as work that we push down directly from Belfort to our franchisees. To kind of jump off of something you said a little while ago, Belfort is really, truly, you might say, as often said in industries, they're the Coca-Cola of the restoration world.
Okay.
There's nobody larger than them. They're not a franchise, Belfort itself. What we're doing with 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE is, in essence, we're selling Diet Coke. It's we're right. adding Diet Coke. And so when you think about Belfort's connections, if you put it in grocery store terms, their product is well known all across the country.
Right.
What we're doing is going to those insurance companies, kind of like the grocery store, if you will, of the insurance world, and saying, we got a brand new product that can help your residential and light commercial customers, and we can provide those services for them in a great way. And so that's really, really, in fact, we started it because we were asked by the insurance companies to have more offices than Belfort has. For example, in the New York area, we have one large Belfort office out on Long Island, one office. Could right. you imagine trying to service all of the New York metro area from one office? Well, now
wow.
we can better with 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE offices.
Right. So what we're looking for is franchisees who have $79,000 that want to get into this business with the guarantee and be able to really build wealth. And, you know, it, like any other business, it starts off slow and, you know, you got to get your legs under you, but you're getting superior training, right? You're going to go out to, you were just telling me about this training center, the flood house you guys are building out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We just built a 2,500 square foot flood house that we're going to flood on a regular basis for our franchises. Franchisees are coming through training, and I guarantee you, you're not going to get any better training in the industry than what Belfort has. All over the world, we've had guys from other competing franchise systems, names that people might know, who've come in and said, hey, I've been in this business for 10 years. I know it all. I have all the certifications. And they, after about a week, they say, I'm blown away by what I'm learning here. Wow. What I didn't know, I didn't know.
That's amazing. That's a testimony right there. But yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I mean, it's not for everybody. You have to understand that, you know, it's not a sexy business. Unless you spell sexy M-O-N-E-Y, and I stole that from Jeff Elgin, by the way. But it's a business where you can make some really good money, and you're the savior. I mean, it's dirty work. You know, in essence, it's dirty work. You're dealing with, you know, floods. But when you show up at somebody's house, they're in crisis mode. You're the savior. You're the person that's going to help this family get through the next, you know, 48 hours.
If you like to go to work and by the time you get done doing what you're doing, you're getting cookies and hugs
yeah.
rather than somebody yelling at you, this is a great, great business. There's no doubt about it. And
right.
And so you know, and it's, as people might already figure out, this isn't the kind of business that's going to be outsourced to China. It's got to be done in your house by local people, and Amazon's not going to drop it on your doorstep on a drone. So if you've been dealing with getting downsized in a certain industry and wondering what it's going to be like tomorrow for your industry, this is an industry that is not going away and continues to grow every year.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to learn more, you definitely should, you know, send us an email. You could just send over an email to tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. I'll put you directly in touch with Ken and his team in Ann Arbor. So how many employees does a 1-800 water damage franchise have?
They'll have, depending on obviously how big the business grows, they're going to have a couple of technicians. They could build a $500,000 business by just having a couple of technicians that work for them on an annual basis.
Okay.
And obviously continue to grow and add employees from there. And it's not employee intensive, because in this model that we've been talking about, we do a lot of the administrative side of things for them. We even have a 24-hour call center and things of that nature. So there's not a whole lot of employees. There's just a lot of work out there.
And you need you know, that work comes knocking on your door on a regular basis. Is there also you know, one thing that intrigued me about the company, and the reason I wanted to have you on, is a question I always get from people is, all right, I got laid off, or I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to get into a business, or what do I do about healthcare insurance?
Yeah, that's one of the things that oftentimes keeps people tethered to maybe a business they don't like, or they worry about, maybe I got to go back into corporate America because my wife wants medical insurance for me and her and the five kids or whatever you have. And so under this model that we've talked about, I refer to it all the time as the rich uncle model.
Right.
Under the rich uncle model, not only do we pay for the bulk of the franchise cost, but we also can provide medical insurance and 401k plan. So those things, in fact, not only for you, but also for your employees. And if you know anybody that owns their own business, maybe a service business, it's often hard for even their employees. They can't offer them medical insurance, and it's a tough deal. And we can.
Yeah, because you have that rich uncle, Belfour.
Yeah.
So what is like a day in the life of an owner of a 1-800 water damage franchise?
Well, I often talk to people about what we need in a business owner, which kind of ties into that. And that is, we're looking for people who have one passion and one skill. The passion is they like to help people.
Okay.
And the skill is that they can build relationships with people. You know, if you don't like people and you don't care about people, this isn't a good business for you.
Yeah, no business is good for you,
and
really.
We can't teach you to like people or care about people, but we can teach you all the technical side. So a big part of this business is going to be, you know, we do a lot of advertising. We're doing some new radio and TV commercials and things like that.
I've seen the TV commercial,
What we do is those franchise owners are going to spend time not only doing some marketing and advertising, but they're going to really need to spend time building relationships with insurance agents, insurance adjusters, property managers, plumbers, real estate agents, home inspectors, the kind of people who are on the front lines of finding these kind of problems in people's homes. As you can imagine, a lot of times people are going to call, they have a problem, they don't know what to do. They don't necessarily look in the phone book. They call their insurance agent and say, hey, I have a problem in my house. You know, you mentioned about having 6 inches or a couple of feet of water in your home. Typically, they're going to call an insurance agent and say, who do I call? Well, that's important. Even if they have a national relationship with someone, they still want to work with somebody local, somebody they trust.
Yeah.
And we have the national accounts. We have the national relationship through Belfour and 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, but we need people who have the local relationships. So a lot of it is building those relationships. You're going to be doing management of your employees and marketing the business, and that's the key right there.
So what makes this business unique? I mean, compared to like a restaurant franchise, everybody knows fast food. What do you think are the main differences in this kind of business?
Well, one of the beautiful things is you don't have to be sitting in your office every day. You don't have to go and unlock the door at 9 a.m. and lock the doors at 9 o'clock at night to do this business. You may get calls throughout the day, but if you want to live a life where you're going to your kid's soccer game in the afternoon, or you're going to go golfing with your buddies on Friday morning or whatever that is, you can run your business as long as you have your phone. You have somebody there that can do that. And so I think that's one of the nice things about the business. You can also, you can somewhat control your own schedule in terms of when you get out and take care of some of these jobs. But it's definitely, as we've already kind of talked about, it's a business that's not going away. It's always going to be there. And there's not going to necessarily be some major competitor that emerges that knocks you off the latest shiny thing.
Right, exactly. And I think that kind of business is what people should be thinking about, and not the hot, shiny franchise that's out there, which is, the new rage, and then it's, here today, gone tomorrow. And that always scares me when people start, thinking about that instead of something that really makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. There's obviously needs-based versus wants-based, and it helps, I think, in any industry, you're going to have a lot of difficult time trying to get into it, whatever it is. And in our business, we're lucky enough to have the world's largest behind us with marketing and with connections, and so it works out great.
Cool. Well, we're going to be back in a second. Or I should say a couple of minutes. Could take a break here, but we're going to be back with Ken Osnes from 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, Belfour franchise. And I have a special guest coming up here in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned.